Mike, turn your games down.
Hi, we're doing another comic episode of Games My Mom Found. I am Mike Hubbardton, and who is confused reading a book with me tonight?
I am Joe Butler, and I sure hope nothing bad happens when I summon myself.
And I'm Kenneth Sanity, and I'm confused.
Yep, that's accurate. We're just all made out of metal, that's what, you know? We're just all made out of different metals.
Yeah.
So we are here to talk about a book that we were supposed to talk about well over here. I think we talked about doing it, but we never got around to it. And we're here to talk about Dark Knight's Metal, which came out from June 2017 to March 2018. God, it took that long? It's only 6 issues.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff in here.
It's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah, and there's a lot of side issues too, which I read. I read everything that's part of Metal, unfortunately, once. Didn't do it twice, I did it once. I've read the main 6 issues twice, though.
I did not. This was not what I expected. I thought we were reading the prequel stuff, so my hopes were slowly diminished throughout this comic.
What prequel stuff?
I thought we were reading the comics that explain why all the weird, like, evil Batman stuff. I thought that was what...
There isn't much of an explanation.
There is later?
That's a really good book. We'll put the explanation in later.
Wait, really? So the later stuff came out later? That's fucking stupid.
Well, like, I don't know when exactly it came out. I'm going to double check real quick because my dumbass, of course, like, wait, hold on. Here's my Batman collection.
See, we're even confused while we're talking about it. So, hey.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
It's confused. No, because I know when we first did this, you were reading more than I read because you read The Road to Metal, which had comics that I didn't read.
Yeah. Yeah, and The Road to Metal is a lot of the lead up to this. Like, all the stuff that happened, because this is what they call a slow burn, because, Jesus Christ, there is stacks on stacks on stacks of things that happened before Metal. And it's all, look, I don't want to say insane, but it's not really sane.
No, I'm looking at what it says for the background reading, which is what I post in the chat. It says here, if you want to get inspired, if you want to read hints and comics which inspire Dark Knight Metals, and you should check out these comics, Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo's Batman Run. Only 50 some issues right there, you know. It keeps going. There's more, but it's just like, yeah, it's a lot of fucking issues to read. I did not read all that.
Dear God.
So I'm very mixed on this book. Like, the first time I read it, I read everything. I found a checklist that had all the tie-ins, and I read all of that. And you don't need to, in my opinion, because it just, none of it matters. Because the way the book has to go, every one shot and every, like, other thing that you read, like, there's two other miniseries that are happening at the same time. One with, like, the Gotham Resistance, which, spoiler alert, they die or get captured or end up where they were and there, or they end up, nothing happens. Like, they fail. Like, there's no point to read it because nothing happened. It's irrelevant. And I forget what the other one was. And the other one is, I think, them kind of beating them, but losing at the same time. Both of them were irrelevant. Like, they just didn't need to read them. I did, but. And then before this book even starts, before you get to Dark Knight Metal 1, you have two one-shots that started the whole thing that came out in... That's what came out in June and July of 2017 before the main run started in August.
Yeah, and those were Dark Days, The Forge, and Dark Days, The Casting. And you can read those, but if you're like me, you're going to be confused as hell.
I'm confused as hell.
They don't make a lot of sense. Dark Days, and I also read them in the wrong order too, which didn't help. I read Casting first, then The Forge, and The Forge takes place first.
Yes.
Essentially, The Forge, we can go quicker through this one, is very much just showing you that Batman, it has to do with Hawkman. You get some narration from Hawkman from when he was a long time ago, when he first became Hawkman, when he watched a ship crash, and then it shows Batman has, like, some laboratory at a volcano that, for some reason, they have to go through the volcano, get away.
Yeah, like, things are going wrong, and the volcano's gonna blow up, and Batman's gotta save the scientist, and he goes through in a bat mech, because, sure.
There's no surprise there, is there? It's a bat mech. it was just strange. And then I, like, Aquaman's like, we didn't know about this. You're lying to us. Like, you didn't tell us that this was, you know, here.
What? Batman keeping secrets? Fuck out of here.
It's just a lot of weird shit. Green Lantern is sent to the Batcave because the Guardian sent something is there. They want him to investigate.
And he runs into old dude.
He was in Robin War, wasn't he?
Huh?
Isn't this guy in Robin War?
It's Duke, I think.
Yeah.
He runs into... Fuck, I'm going to screw up his name. Is it
Duke Thomas?
Duke Thomas, yeah. And Duke's like keeping an eye on the Batcave, and they're like, oh, we got to find this thing that's hidden. And they go deeper and deeper into the Batcave, and there's all sorts of gigas and what's-its and, you know, things that are hidden, and, oh, we got something in here that we're not supposed to know about. What is it? And, oh, it's the Joker?
Yeah. What? The Joker is locked up for some reason underneath the Batcave in a hidden room, but you have to pass by all these different other weird shit that's down there too before you get to it, and the green ring doesn't work down there either.
Yep. And you come to find out that that's because of all the weird energy that all these strange metals are giving off. And look, I know there are people out there that are just going to rip me apart because I'm not explaining this well, and I'm going to, right now, before y'all at me, I don't care. But so this goes so far back. Like, Batman's first exposure to these crazy metals was when he was drinking from the fountain in the Court of Owls.
When he goes in the labyrinth, yeah.
Yeah.
The first arc of the New 52 run, which is a while ago at this point, like 2006. Or, no, not that old, but it's old. 2008 or something, maybe?
Yeah. So, like, it goes back that far.
Well, this is also written by Scott Snyder.
Yeah.
So, which I didn't. I should have said.
And art by good friend Greg Capullo.
I met that guy.
Who, you know, also did Court of Owls. Go figure.
It just feels like them continuing their run, but in a really fucking weird-ass way.
Yeah, like this. So there's, like, stuff that goes back to the 90s.
Yeah. There's so much stuff with Hawkman talking about these different tribes, and I'm just like, I don't understand any of this. And
like, I didn't know that Hawkman was an immortal.
I did not. Legend of Tomorrow talks about it, by the way, guys. Legend of Tomorrow, he's in the first season, think, before he dies.
I think Black Adam also touches upon it too.
Yep, Black Adam's an immortal also.
Yeah, I mean, Hawkman just keeps getting reincarnated forever and ever.
Ra's al Ghul, Vandal Savage, they all show up at some point in the story.
Yeah, they do some weird stuff in here. And then also Plastic Man is in an egg.
Also because of the energies that are being given off by the metal, apparently. I didn't go too far into Plastic Man. Plastic Man's always been kind of weird for me. Like, I was just like...
Yeah, that's fair. That is a fair assumption, to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, to also, like, another weird thing, because, no, Plastic Man is up somewhere in space. Mr. tells the guy's name with a T on his face.
Mr. Terrific.
Yes,
Mr.
he's Terrific, working for Batman, and he's going to different worlds and different universes for Batman. That's where Plastic Man is in some cage and in an egg. And then you also have Batman goes to Clark's. God, what the hell is that place called in the Antarctic?
The Fortress of Solitude.
Yes, and he brings Mr. Miracle along because he needs Mr. Miracle to open a lock or something. Like, and then Mr. Miracle is like, it's crazy what you have in there. And he has some giant tuning fork, I guess. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the...
Is that the thing that caused all the problems, too?
Well, like, that's... God, what was it? I think it was the Anti-Monitor's tuning fork, or...
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And
yeah.
The last page of this first one shot is you find out the Joker is alive and down there. And the Joker hasn't shown up, I guess, since, I doubt this is true, but like, he's been missing since New 52. Like, I can't believe he wasn't in Rebirth at this point. But
yeah, like, this is after Endgame. His face is fixed.
I thought New 52 was the whole thing where there were three Jokers.
No, that's something. That's something else.
Okay.
That's a mini series off on its own.
A good miniseries, though. It was interesting. But this is just...
I don't know. There's, like, three things that save this comic.
Like, okay, It sounds like I'm down on this. I'm not as down as you might think by listening to me.
you're just go. I mean, we're only still talking about, we're not even into the main run yet. This is just the extra, the side ship. So yeah, that's different.
We're just a little low-key complaining because, like, DC Comics does this all the time where it's like, hey, here's a really good run. Okay, people have been telling me to read this. I don't read it. And it's just like y'all with this. I was like, I heard this is really good. I'll read it. And I'm like, low-key confused. Like, why is Darkseid a baby? Why is
I'm not even low-key confused. I'm high-key confused.
Yeah, I am high-key confused. Why is Darkseid a baby? Why is Plastic Man in an egg? What the fuck are fucking nine other metals?
All right, yeah. So let's touch on this. So this takes place after Bruce Wayne comes back. Bruce Wayne dies in Final Crisis number 6.
Why?
But he doesn't actually die.
He gets, can't fucking tell me that.
He gets flung back in time.
Oh, okay.
To like the Paleolithic era.
I remember that.
And
they made toys from that.
Yeah. So he gets thrown back in time. I nearly gets killed by the caveman, the immortal caveman, who will become Vandal Savage at some point. And like, he's just all over the place. Eventually comes back, has amnesia, and then makes this, gets this machine to restore his memories. The machine is made out of, guess what? Another bad metal. And like, there's just so much going on.
Can you explain the scene where Batman says that he fought the Joker and died, but he literally says, I fought the Joker and died, but then I didn't?
Yeah. He got thrown back in time.
You can't. What do you mean he got thrown back in time? Is this whenever he gets hit with the psionic blast from Darkseid, or is the second time where he's died?
I think, shit, I don't even know, man. Dude, just be dying.
We'll get there. We'll get there. I know a little bit what you're talking about. I think I can explain it all right when we get to where the comic, when the comic tells us about it, when it talks about the medals.
But, like, for the rest of this comic, basically, you know, the Forge, is we talked about, the casting is basically just backstory and Batman running around trying to get the things he needs to the get these pieces of metal.
Is also very much about the fact that there's a cult that's trying to summon the evil god, because why not? And that's what the casting is a lot about this, yeah, about this, these gods that are out there,
the bat god,
and this cult. And Joker is, this is what they think. Do they think? I'm scrolling through right now. I think this is where like Joker falls off or something. A lot of do with, there's a lot to do with Carter and stuff like with, yeah, Carter Hall, which is Hawkman. And for some reason, Duke can use the ring and create something. It's a very strange comic. I think this is when they talk about when he's the metals that he's subjected to. But it was all part of what the cult was up to. The cult was trying to summon these gods. And Batman is the doorway, I guess. So,
yeah, and this is also where you find out that the Joker was kind of put back together by this metal stuff, by this like glowing green metal, and like healed him, made him better.
I mean, and I've read a lot of like event books in Marvel and DC over the years, and this has got to be one of the more confusing story arcs to read without having a vast knowledge of Batman.
Yeah, like you really do need to have read like all of Scott Snyder's stuff to understand where this is going.
As a dude who's reads manga and also read comics, this fucking shit sounds banana fucking shoes.
Yeah, well, like, this it's not One Piece. That's just crazy. This is DeadTube.
What?
I don't know if anybody out there has heard of DeadTube. It's a manga. I don't recommend reading it, and if you haven't already started it, but, you know, you got to finish what you start, at least on my end. Death Note, like, it's very involved. There's a lot of ups and downs and things going. People are partners and then not partners. And then, well, they're going over here working with this guy, but I know it was a double cross. And then we're coming over here. And you got to, like, eventually sit down and, like, catch your breath, because you have no idea what's going on. And
that's how I feel about Dark Knight Metal 1.
Oh, God.
So when I had tried to read this once before, like I had knew a little bit because of the zeitgeist and everybody talking about it when this came out. And I remember I pulled out Dark Metal 1 and you start reading it and the book starts off with some random one page about 50,000 years ago and the wolf, the bat clan. I'm like, okay, whatever. And all of a sudden you have the Justice League fighting Mongol. And I'm like, why is the Justice League fighting Mongol? Like, this has nothing to do with what I know is coming. And I was just so confused. And even when I reread this again, after reading The Forge and the casting, I was still really damn confused. Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, why are we here? Like, why is Mongo here? I mean, it makes sense now. But I was just like, it's just like a weird place to start your characters in this story arc.
Yeah. And they like, well, see, the tribes are going to come in handy later. That's a secret tool that will help us later in the episode.
I mean, hell, everything actually does make sense. Like, what Mongo is doing and the fact that they each have those different armors on, like, that actually, like, kind of makes sense of what's coming later.
Yeah.
I don't know why Mongo was able to break free when he was supposed to be watched by somebody makes sense later.
I love the idea of the Justice League just being D&D'd out, though. That's actually something I probably would read, though.
Well, they're all wearing armor that takes away, like, their powers, essentially.
I thought they had like a bunch of other stuff that was supposed to help them fight or something. I don't know.
Later.
That's later in the book.
Is when they're captured by Mongo and he somehow put armor on them that takes away, each one takes away their abilities. So they're all like normal people. Yeah. Like Batman. So,
you don't get to use your fancy stuff. You just have to fight one-on-one. Mano a mano.
So there's like this really, I'm probably going to bring this up through this because reading this also made me think. There's like a really goofy thing where in the series, people, like the creators of Superman, got sick of people saying what would happen to Superman if he lost his powers, so they eventually gave him Kryptonian Kung Fu. Yes, that's what it's called. Don't at me, leave me alone. I am fully expecting in the next, like, 5-10 years, we're gonna get, like, Green Lantern fucking martial arts, because this dude gets his ass kicked throughout the entire fucking movie. Your comic, and it's fucking ridiculous. Like, at one point, if I was a Green Lantern, I would at least carry, like, a revolver. That way I can at least try to fight my way out, and if I can, I can at least fucking shoot my...
All right. Huh. Tell us how you really feel there, Joe.
Oh, but then...
That's one of my issues. The heroes in this get their ass... Like, I didn't realize that this first book is really setting the example of what's to come. You get to read 5 issues of heroes you love getting their ass handed to them constantly.
Which is, you know, fine.
I don't like it.
It's something interesting. The interesting thing is, you know, when the Justice League gets robots that are specially tuned to be effective against them, and they figure out, wait, if we press a button inside their mouths, which really, that's a bad design choice. We can have the robots eat us, and then we can control them, and we can turn into Voltron, and we'll win the day.
I mean, it's cool that it was Toyman who built these things, but not by choice, because Mongo made him, so he put a safety in there so they could win, because he wanted them to succeed. So that was fine. Like, you know, it makes sense in that aspect.
I mean, sure, why not?
It makes more sense than, like, they were just built that way with a stupid failsafe just for them. You know, I mean, it was dumb because Toy Man was trying to betray Mongo.
Yeah, and he did. And Mongo ran away, which is awesome.
And then you never see Mongo again this entire... Like, why is Mongo even here in the first place? Like, couldn't you just had them be wherever they were, then this starts happening? Like, did they need to be off-world?
They needed to be off-world so they had something to come back to.
I guess. So when they come back, they see the giant mountain in Gotham, and Gotham is ruined.
Yeah, there's a huge mountain that just appears in Gotham.
But when we see that mountain, I also like to say 2 things that I also like about this comic. One, that is a sweet Batman suit. Love it. Absolutely love it. You have the yellow around the bat symbol.
Isn't that just the Rebirth suit?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
You can ruin the Batman suit. Trust me. We've all seen ways they can ruin the Batman suit.
Yes, we have.
2, I'm always a fan of Superman not having tidy whities. That's always a personal favorite of mine. But yeah.
I'm with you. The costumes are good in this. They did a good job, and all the characters look good. And then when they do come back and they find out Gotham's all weird, I think do they go to the Watchtower? Is that where they're at?
Well, they go into the mountain first.
Okay.
And there's some kind of a laboratory in there, and like Cyborg's freaking out because like there's this energy that's like pulsating and getting stronger. And somebody writes in blood on the wall, which is always a good sign. And then a bunch of mercenaries come in, led by Lady Blackhawk. Who isn't Lady Blackhawk? It's Kendra Saunders. Hawk Girl minus wings.
I like Hawk Girl normally. I don't really care for her in this.
She's too... Nah, I don't know. I feel like she's trying to play the government agent card, like always keeping too much close to her chest.
Yeah, she's too. I didn't like to take a character that I really enjoy, and you make her like just you make her a different character, you make her Amanda Waller almost. Like I'm just like, I don't like it.
Just fucking get Amanda Waller.
She's in this comic. Yeah. She's in one of these miniseries, by the way. Not for long, but she is.
Yeah, well, like, but Amanda Waller's better.
It's just, if you're going to have Hawkgirl, you can do other things with Hawkgirl. Like, the whole idea that she's running, like, this Black Ops team, and they're trying to get Knife Metal, and it has something to do with the other, like, I forget the name of those robots that are in here, too, briefly. That doesn't matter. But, I mean, I guess she just kind of points out and tells them about the whole, like, the dark multiverse, how it's a real thing, and that their world is in danger, and that Batman is an issue or something. Batman's the key, I guess.
Yeah, like they have a multiversal map, which is, you know, I guess good work if you can get it. I can draw circles and make shit up too, but there's something more than the multiverse. What is it? Flips over the map where it's black on the other side, and it's like a dark multiverse. And it's like, come on.
I was going to make a joke where it's like, and don't worry, solid readers. You too can buy this 52 universe poster at your local comic book store, because that thing looks like something you totally buy off like Amazon.
That's the pre-order. That's the pre-order bonus for buying the trade paperback of this, I bet.
You know, I would not be surprised.
Ugh.
And
like Red Tornado was sealed up in the laboratory, and he said there's a great dragon, and they go through some linguistics lessons and eventually find out it's Barbatos. Barbatos was introduced back in 1990. So Barbatos is a deep cut.
So you're telling me that they told Ash Ketchum that the world will turn to ash and he believed it was himself?
Oh, God.
And then the whole idea, I guess, was to arrest Batman or, you know, take Batman captive. But again, that doesn't work out very well because it's Batman. So he runs off on a raptor.
And we come to find out that the issue that they have with Batman is that, you know, there's going to be something coming through a doorway, like this army from the dark multiverse. And we eventually come to find out that Batman is the doorway because he's been infected with all of these different weird metals over the years.
Leave it to Batman.
Yeah.
At least they explain it later on in a little bit. But then Batman goes back to the Batcave, I guess, so nobody will look for him there. Like, I thought that was kind of like, wouldn't that be the first place you look?
But this is where you find Carter Hall's journal that explains everything in as much as, you know, it can be explained. And then fucking Dream shows up.
So I was waiting for this, Ken. Is this the same Dream that we know from Sandman?
No, that's why I'm pissed off. This is a big spoiler.
Okay, because they're like, Daniel, and I'm like, who the fuck's Daniel? It's Morpheus, it's Sandman.
All right. Spoiler alert for Sandman.
Can't believe you guys spoiled yourselves for a different comic you're reading.
I didn't spoil my. I know what happened.
I mean, we don't have to go into it. If it's not the guy I think it is, that's fine. I have more books to read, so we can get there.
It's not the guy you think it is.
Okay.
It's funny too, because I saw this and went, I didn't know Sandman was part of this. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
it would have been better if they used him better, but you know,
I was very confused.
But yeah, no, it's not the one you know.
Okay, not Morpheus. It's whatever happens in the Sandman book. Okay, I'll take that as. Is that even in the Sandman run, or is that something after the run finishes?
Oh, no, you're going to know this guy.
Okay, all right, I'll take it.
Yep.
So then we get to the comic part where everyone's looking for Batman, and we get to my favorite part, which is the fruitiest part of this comic. We're all proud members of LGBT in this group, but all I can say is nothing's gayer than fucking Superman saying that he knows Bruce's heartbeat from anywhere, because holy shit, is that gay?
I mean, that's issue two.
Yeah, it's pretty damn gay.
I liked it. It made me laugh. And then it turned out it's not even Batman. It's Clayface disguised as Batman with a little sensor.
Yeah, with a little transmitter transmitting the heartbeat, because Batman thinks of damn near everything. And at some point, like, I just want to trick Batman with the stupidest, easiest shit because he's always thinking four-dimensional chess. I just want to be like, got your nose, and put my thumb between my fingers and have him be completely thrown off because he wasn't expecting the easiest thing.
But what I was thinking is, what if Superman was wrong and that wasn't Clayface? That fucker's dead.
It's Batman. He'd have a contingency plan.
You shove a fist through his chest, I guess.
Yeah, he medically moved his heart to the other side.
Yep. There's a few, like, you have a small part where the Justice League ends up chasing down all these people dressed like Batman, which is all the Bat family, and then you have a little scene like, oh, we wanted you to capture us, and then Swamp Thing shows up for one page for no reason at all.
Well, they all have like flowers in the bags. All the Bat family that dressed up as Batman all have these little flowers, and they're like, oh, we don't know why, you know, what's the problem? Oh, wait, we hurt the green in the Parliament of Trees. Swamp Thing is going to be a distraction because Swamp Thing is a distraction.
I mean, that I believe. I was just confused that Swamp Thing showed up here.
Yeah, well, it's Batman. He's going to use everything in his power to stop being found.
Yeah, I mean, that is.
And that includes playing to Justice League like patsies against Swamp Thing. Fucking why not?
Also, I don't care what Ken says. Damien screaming that he's an 11-year-old driving a bat hog and he's already winning is the funniest fucking thing ever.
It was, yes.
You know what? It was.
He's so angry. I love it.
I'm not even angry. I can't even be mad at it because that's pretty dope.
Here, the quote is, listen, lady, I'm 13 years old and driving a bat hog through the Amazon on a Tuesday morning. I am already winning.
Like, Damien's just out here trying to live his best life. And you know what? This is the Damien I like. The Damien that is a 13-year-old kid that isn't acting like, I am my father's son.
Yeah.
I'm the League of Shadows. He's just I'm having a dope fucking time. This is cool.
It is fun. And it's in this comic when it talks about when Batman has been introduced to all the metals. You have, like, we talked about the one in Court of Owls, then when he fought the Joker to death, which is Endgame, Prometheum, when he made some machine after he died fighting the Joker. No fucking idea what that is. And yep. Then when he looked into the dark. Oh, and then the last one is from the casting stuff, the miniseries.
Yeah.
So I was a little confused by this, too, because I didn't realize. I thought this was a stupid cartoon thing. But when Hawk Girl goes to, and you see the League of, what was that thing called? League of Evil or something?
Oh, the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, I thought that was just from that stupid-ass cartoon. I didn't realize it's in the comic.
Ah, it's Vandal Savage's place.
It is?
Seeing it.
Yeah, he's just hanging out. And she is working with this Council of Immortals who want to use the Anti-Monitor's brain to stop this invasion. Like, it's insane.
I have my hand raised.
Yeah?
What the fuck is the brain?
The brain
is an organ inside your head, Joe.
Yes.
Not that, goddammit.
I don't know either. I know who the Anti-Monitor is. I know who the Monitor is. I didn't realize his brain came out of his head at some point. But hey, okay. Yeah,
Ken, you got the Anti-Monitor is a supervillain. He was the main bad guy in Crisis on Infinite Earths, and like he wants to destroy all life and positive matter. So he is the antimatter universe man. He's basically Darkseid's anti-life equation brought to life.
You think him and Darkseid then would be best friends?
You'd think, but you know? I don't even know, dude.
Neither here nor there.
But his brain, they have his brain, and if they fire it into the core of the multiverse at the Rock of Eternity, it will destroy the dark multiverse once and for all.
But won't it destroy the rest of the world, too, or chances are, or something like that?
Probably, hey, who knows?
Hey, shut up.
And then you have Batman. This is the part that Joe was complaining about earlier in the recording, because Batman is in some tomb. He sees Dream, which I was very, very confused with this dream, and I want to ask questions, but I already know I can't ask those questions right now. So
you missed my favorite part where Batman.
I didn't miss it. We're right about it. It's just a couple panels, and then you see Batman carrying a Darkseid baby. For some reason, Darkseid's a baby.
No, I was going to say he has a little light on that has a little bat light, which I think is fucking funny because he would fucking do that.
Yes, yep. Yes, he would.
It's the bat headlamp.
The bat headlamp.
I was also confused why Darkseid was a baby. I ended up watching a YouTube video before we did this recording, and they talked about that happened in Darkseid War.
Stand back. I've got this baby, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I mean, pretty much. And then I guess the tomb is a trap because it's not the tomb. He's not the tomb that he thinks he's in. He thinks he's in the tomb of Prince Khufu, but he's in the tomb of Hatset. And this is when the cult shows up, and the Court of Owls is working with Barbatos too, I guess.
Yep.
Which is not surprising.
Well, Court of Owls can trace all the way back to the Paleolithic era, because why the fuck can't they?
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, I feel like rich assholes in history could probably trace themselves back to many, many, many other rich assholes throughout history.
Look, Mike, if the fucking Cthulhu rises and I see a bunch of billionaires who had a cult this whole time, I am specifically driving down to your house, slap you in the head.
If you're driving up, by the way, you'd be going north from where you're at. I mean. If you're driving south, I wish you a lot of luck. You're going to travel through a lot of country before you get to me and have to swim, too. A lot of ways. So there's Joe driving from Missouri. Oh, going to Mexico. Oh, now we're going to South Central America, South America. Okay, now we got the South Pole. Okay, the North Pole. All right, then all the way through Canada.
To be fair, I probably shouldn't drive south because Cthulhu would rise from the Gulf of Mexico. So that's probably be a bad idea anyways.
Nah, Pacific Ocean.
Oh, okay.
But either way, the Court of Owls gets Batman and they expose him to the last metal that they need to make the doorway called Batmanium. And this is where I said, get the fuck out.
And this is the last time we see the Darkseid baby also.
Yep. Darkseid baby gone.
Bye, Darkseid baby.
And then Bruce Wayne gets teleported to the dark world, and then they get replaced with all the dark versions of Batman.
From all over the place, and there is a Batman version of everybody. There's a Batman, well, they're led by the Batman Who Laughs, which is a stupid damn thing, but I love the design of the Batman Who Laughs. I love it so much.
I hate his text box because his text box is a black text box with red letters, and it was really hard to read on my tablet. I had to zoom in every time, and it annoyed the hell out of me.
It's beautiful.
So, I got my answer out of Ken. Mike, who's your favorite Batman knockoff of the Justice League?
I think Red Death.
Mine would be probably the coolest name of them all is Dawnbreaker. But what? I am opposite of Ken, where I love the idea of that Batman where he used the Green Ring to summon horror terrors, but holy shit, is he fucking ugly.
Yeah, did you read the one-shots?
No, I know of them.
Unbelievable. They're worth
reading. So at this point, the way that the book goes, and the way that I read this, is it had me stop reading the main series for a while and just read a bunch of one-shots that come out in between this.
They're all good.
Oh, the end of issue two is Wonder Woman and Superman look like they're turning into zombies. They're not, but they're being shocked. And Batman's gone, and Darkseid Babies is there, and all the fake evil Batman are here.
So, Ken, you said earlier this Barbados thing is from, like, the 90s or 80s comic?
Yeah.
Totally can see that. That is very much a 80s, 90s fucking design for a supervillain.
Oh, my God, yes. It's so amazing. I hate it.
I didn't realize he's that old of a villain that they just took from, like, a deep cut and brought him. I thought he was something brand new for this.
Like, I am shocked. Absolutely shocked that none of y'all were like, yes, Murder Machine is my jam.
Murder Machine's pretty cool too. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, I did like Murder Machine. So, like, the whole idea is that they do have these one shots that each explain to you how Batman became each of the superheroes. The one that I don't like the Devastator because it's Doomsday. They wanted a Hulk and they didn't have a Hulk. Like, you can't do that. That was the whole thing that Batman infected himself with the Doomsday virus so he could kill Clark, and he killed everybody else instead, too.
Mm-hmm.
You are right. The Batman, is it, which one, you just, Murder Machine one, the whole idea that Alfred dies, so then Alfred becomes an AI that kills everybody.
Yeah, fucking Murder Machine. Best Batman ever.
It is cool. I don't know, I like Red Death. I hate his fucking text box, because it's a red text box with black and white letters that shadow each other, and it's really hard to read.
Yeah, Red Death is pretty cool. But, like, there are essentially Justice League versions of all the Batmans, and they're all Batmans.
They're all
the
evil.
Drowned is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
The Drowned is cool, and I love the idea that it's a female, and her name is Bryce Wayne.
I do, too. I really like that one where everything is gender swapped in her world, and how she became Aquaman, an aqua version of herself, is by, like, she subjected herself to surgeries and stuff to become that. It's cool.
So dumb, but so good.
I don't know. Red Death is pretty much my favorite way of Batman being unhinged, of him just super gluing the Flash to the front of his car and going like 88 miles per hour.
I mean, that's essentially what it was. So yes, unfortunately, even though you're making a joke, you're not that far off. I mean, he literally, you can read that. If you read that one shot, he straps him to the car to steal his Speed Force and drives off with him. And that's how he gets the Speed Force.
Because some of us don't have flux capacitors.
And it's fucking stupid. The Green Lantern one is kind of dumb, too, where he just got the ring and then he broke the ring to be evil.
Yeah.
I didn't really care for that one. And you're right, that fucker is so ugly.
Like I said, I like the name Dawnbreaker, and I like that I think he summons horror terrors, which is also pretty cool.
He does,
yeah. So, yeah, so that's also pretty legit.
And then the other one, which I guess the Wonder Woman version, except essentially he took the helmet from Ares and then became Ares.
That is, what, the Merciless?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, and then the Batman Who Laughs is essentially a Batman who got infected by the Joker virus.
Yeah. And I've read the Batman Who Laughs, the 7 volumes of that, or the 7 issues of that, just because I was so in love with that design.
Oh, what is that, those 7 issues? I know what you're talking about, but I didn't read it yet.
Like, it's basically how he became the Batman Who Laughs. Like, okay, I can explain this. Because
I read the one shot. And the one shot kind of explains it, but I didn't read anything else.
I can explain it. Batman somehow magically gets infected by Joker fart gas. And when he goes home, he's so infected, he basically kills his entire Bat family with guns because he's a psychopath. To which then he ends up killing, I think, like, all of fucking, like, the entire world and shit like that.
Yeah.
And I think that, what is he, like, kidnap orphans and then turn them into, like, cannibal Robins?
Yep.
And
okay, then is that more in the 6-issue miniseries than they did afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's really good. It's really fucked up.
People fell in love with this character. I know his first appearance is worth money if you have it now.
Oh, God. He's the Hellraiser Batman. And yeah. I love it. Complete with chains.
Through this whole circumstance which is one thing this comic also doesn't cover, which is stupid, is the Dark Universe. Isn't it like basically that the universe has failed and it's basically folding in on itself?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, it's a black hole, but a multiverse black hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what we're getting to. I mean, that's what comes up later, a little later, yeah.
Yeah, like, God, it is so stupid.
The third issue really confused me, where it starts off with Damian Wayne and, I guess, Clark's son playing guitar, but then it's not them, and then Barbatos comes and grabs Superman. It was just, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, it's basically just Superman kind of going through all of these different worlds and seeing Barbatos beating them.
Oh, okay, and, all right. That's
the one of it. Like, Wonder Woman pulls him out, back into the normal place, but everybody's like, got infected by the Dark Universe, and Jimmy Olsen is a weird monster thing. And
yeah, in Lois, the Devastator one shot, it talks about how that Batman infected Metropolis and turned everybody into Doomsdays.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you got to do so much homework for this. You can't just...
I mean, you can skip it, and, like, it doesn't hurt anything. But you're missing a lot little parts.
Questions.
Yeah, like, I mean, the way the one shots do it is, like, in the end of this, Superman ends up fighting the majority of evil Batman, gets his ass beat by Devastator, then Flash, because the Dr. Fate saves him. In all the one shots, it shows you how each Justice League character fights their version of Batman, and almost all of them, they get rescued by Dr. Fate. So that's kind of like, that's why I say they're relevant, because in the end, everybody ends up at this bar.
Yep.
And it even talks about what happened to all the different cities, where it talks about that, like, there's a Speed Force storm in Central City, or you can't go there. The murder machine infected Detroit with Nano Elfrids. Like, it tells you all the stuff. I mean, Aquaman cries because Mara's killed and Atlantis was taken over by the Drowned. And then you also have the Gotham Resistance thing they talk a little bit about here, which is not worth reading, where Damian and Dick Grayson, and they went there and they lose the Teen Titans and they get their ass beat and they fight some Batman villains that accepted the Killing Joke, or not the Killing Joke, wow, the Batman Who Laughs weapons, and they become more powerful. That's
it. I have a question and a response.
Yes.
This one's for both of y'all, obviously. So wait, is Murder Machine just Alfred that makes himself look like Batman?
Murder Machine is Bruce Wayne that got infected by Alfred, who then turned him into Murder Machine, essentially.
Okay, and he makes Alfreds that kill people.
Yes, now.
Okay, that is the goddamn sexiest version of Nightwing that I've ever seen.
Oh, as they call him, Jon Snow Nightwing?
Yeah, that's pretty fucking hot. Got the scruff and like the big metal Nightwing, like probably top three designs.
He gets his ass handed to it. It's good. Like, I enjoyed the one shot when I, or not the one shot, but the four issue arc that I read it until I figured out that there was absolutely no point to it because they have to end up here. So nothing you read really matters other than like they find metal in Gotham that will help them, but it's irrelevant in the end. So it's just not.
And while they're in this bar, they find out that there is something that can hurt them. It's a different kind of metal that's not in Batman. Nice metal. Right? This metal is what Dr. Fate's helmet is made out of. Steel's hammer. Yeah, Steel's here. Who knew? Apparently, some is in Plastic Man as well.
It's not that it's in him, I think. I think they said it later on, but it has something to do with the way his molecular being is made, that he can vibrate to find more of it, is what it is.
Yeah, but like,
it's stupid.
Yep. And then in this bar is some monkey I've never heard of and somebody else I never heard of. I don't know who they are.
Nightmaster?
Yeah.
Nightmaster owns the bar. And then there's Bobo.
Okay. And then you also have Deathstroke as part of the team now with the Justice League because he survived, I guess. So that's fine. I don't mind Deathstroke.
His sword is in his armor or Prometheum.
Oh, okay.
So sure.
And then the bar, they end up one of the evil Robins somehow finds the bars and a scout, so then they all leave. Dr. Fate teleports them out. And the monkey and Nightmaster stay to fight, and well, I think you can guess how things go for them.
Yeah, so. Batman Who Laughs shows up and
murders them.
Wrecks house.
You know, it's a thing where like people make jokes about Batman and all this other stuff, but like there's the joke where like, what if Batman kills? And then there's the Batman Who Laughs, to which is, what if Batman was evil? And you think it wouldn't be that bad, but it's actually pretty fucking horrifying.
Oh yeah. I mean, you should read the one shot. It's probably the best. All the one shots are worth reading. I will say that.
I'm legit surprised we haven't gotten it animated yet. It's probably like somewhere on the list.
I'm surprised too. I mean, it'd be fucking violent as hell. Maybe that's why, but they get violent.
Oh, they don't give a shit. Ken, when did that Gotham movie, got comic come out, and then they made a movie of it? The one
Gotham
that,
by Gaslight?
No, the other one.
Cthulhu one?
The Gotham?
Yeah, the Cthulhu one.
Oh. That's going to shock you, but I haven't even watched that yet.
Well, no. Like, when did the comic come out? Like, the 90s, right?
I feel like it was around there, yeah.
Yeah, and we just got a movie for it, so we'll probably get a Batman Who Laughs movie in the next decade.
Yeah, 2000 and 2001.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And that was only a 3-issue comic book series. So, like,
that's short.
Yeah. But it was Mike Mignola who did the artwork. So, you know, when you're going to get Hellboy's artist to do a Batman, you make it spooky.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest of this is each of them go, like, they go off in groups. Wonder Woman, Dr. Fate, Green Lantern, and Mr. T, Terrific, Aquaman, and Deathstroke. And then Superman, The Flash, and Steel end up opening a portal to the Dark Multiverse because Superman thinks it's a code saying, telling Batman to come see him, to come find him. So he essentially gets himself shot over to the Dark Multiverse and finds out it's a trap.
Yeah, but he goes through the Phantom Zone to get there.
Oh, okay, I didn't catch that he did that.
Like, okay.
All right.
Why is Superman gold?
That's just how he looks when he's going really fast through things.
Okay.
I don't think there's an explanation other than, yeah. So okay. then he gets trapped there. Bruce is all old looking, because I guess Bruce has been here like for years and years and years, essentially.
Yep.
Just being tortured.
And it's a trap.
Surprise.
And now Superman is becoming the battery that is going to power the Dark Multiverse invading.
Did you read the Batman Lost one shot too, Ken?
I don't think I did, no. I don't know.
I did. I can talk about it real quick. I'm going to pull it up because I don't remember it.
That
read it
is
once.
The next thing.
Yeah, there isn't much important about it. It's just Batman talking to his granddaughter, and it just shows like different things of Batman in the comics throughout history of him. And it really wasn't very good. Just him realizing that something isn't right here, and he just keeps getting pulled back into this dream. It's essentially to give you an idea of what he was experiencing. Some of it's references to Court of Owls and that other, some of the other the other Waynes and stuff. There isn't much to it because nothing happened in the end of it, essentially.
Yeah, he
tries to break free and then he ends up just reading it again.
If y'all ever watched Supernatural, that episode where Dean gets caught by the djinn and he like knows that something's wrong because everything is working out. Like that's kind of what it seems like it is here.
It's all just a spiral, right?
Yeah.
Joe, just a spiral?
Yes, it's a spiral.
I mean, is it kind of like American Nightmare, which you should hear at the time you hear this, that we did? He's just in a loop, and it's just one of the times he tried to get out and didn't succeed.
Something drill pierce the heavens. I made that joke then, too. I'll make it now. Anyways.
Oh, there's an ad for Doomsday Clock number one also in this book. So.
Soon. God, I can't wait to cover that festery pile of snot. Oh.
Yes, at least I won't feel bad for that one. That'll be all you. So that brings us to issue 4. This confused me because the cover of this issue has Sandman, but not my Sandman on the cover, which I can't ask questions about. But
you can ask all the questions you want. And I'll give you answers if you want.
That's the problem. I don't want it. I'll find out when I read more books to the right of me. Just I don't want to know. I was just really confused. I'm like, why is it Morpheus white now and not? Like, why is this so
You can't just ask people why they're white, Mike.
Well, he was always white, but now he has white hair. And Morpheus.
Shout out to Mean Girls, yo.
I always saw that sequel or reboot movie in theaters.
How was it?
Nah, she wasn't crazy about it.
Not surprised.
I didn't go see it. I was like, you go have fun. I'll stay home. I took a nap.
So after you get through some Batman messing up like weird dream versions of Superman.
What did you think of the Superman? Because it's Lex Luthor is Superman. It's The Dark Knight Returns, but instead Superman won and killed Batman and took his armor, I guess.
Yeah.
He's ugly.
I mean, they're both ugly. I don't really care for either one of them. But thankfully, Batman has the Kryptonite Infinity Gauntlet.
I mean,
I was thinking the same thing.
You live in a world where multiverses happen like every other week. You know there's always a literal 50-50 chance you're going to run into an evil version of your boyfriend / best friend / lover. You're going to keep an Infinity Gauntlet of all of his weaknesses.
Yeah, like every type of kryptonite, all in one thing. And he calls it the five-finger death punch. Get out. Get out. No, we don't like it. We do not stand domestic abusers.
Show me where the comic hurt you.
But after, Batman and trying to get this all figured out and all the Supermen are rushing him, we cut away to the Rock of Eternity, cosmic center of the multiverse. First off, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're fighting the seven sins, sloth and all that type of stuff, which I only vaguely know what they are because they're in that first Shazam movie.
I like can't the wait to see a third movie Shazam better. Movie.
I'm so excited for that third one, right, Joe?
Yeah, the third movie that we're getting. Totally. Yeah.
Like this third Aquaman movie, I can't wait for. See where they go with that trilogy. But yeah, that's the only way I know who those seven are. The seven deadly sins or whatever the fuck they are. That's the only reason I know what they are. Like, I know them in the DC canon.
Show me on the Batman action figure where HBO Max hurt you, Mike.
All over the place. Fucking Max or fucking W. Fucking Discovery. That's what it really is. Fucking Discovery. Where's my Batgirl movie, damn it? You already made it.
Where is my Batgirl movie, goddammit?
And then you I don't know what, I mean, they're only at a turn at the Rock of Eternity so they can throw the brain in, is what you find out a little later. You have Aquaman and Deathstroke going like at some kind of portal inside a coffin in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, it's the, what the hell is his name? The Atlantis' first king, Arion.
Okay.
And like, this is his coffin, and it's actually a portal to the center of the earth or near it.
Something like that. And then Green Lantern and Mr. T end up at Thanagar, Thanagar Prime, which is the Hawk people planet, which I do know from the Justice League cartoon.
And then they meet Onimar Sin, who's the ruler now, and he's got a buddy.
But why is Starro here?
Why not? Everybody else is.
I was very shocked when just Starro, you just find out that Starro's here. Like, I'm like, why is Starro here?
Also looks like he's been put back together, maybe. Oh no, he looks weird.
Yeah, like this is just, it's entirely strange. But the Thangarians have a cannon, the Phoenix cannon. It's fueled by super metals. Fucking everything is. And it's locked on Earth's core, and if this fires, it will destroy Earth. And
and then you get to the part that pissed me off. That was talking about that pissed me off earlier, where Starro has magically dislocated Green Lantern's frontal lobe, so they won't be able to escape because he can't keep a train of thought. To which once again, I say, fucking goddamn Green Lantern, fucking martial arts.
I'm just confused about this part when Bruce Wayne and Clark, they go to the library in the dream world. Like, I'm still confused why Dream is here.
Because you can't have characters just sitting around, Mike. They got to do something. But this is basically Dream trying to impress on them how much they have to succeed here. Because even a non-tangible world like the Dreaming is falling apart now.
I have like a fifth question. Is Superman supposed to be like low-key immortal?
No, he can age and die.
Theoretically.
Okay. Theoretically, because here we have what is essentially an older Bruce Wayne who is about to, you know, if you blow on him, he'll probably fall backwards and snap his back in half. But then you have Clark Kent, who is probably the same age, who is, but still looks sexy, but he has a little bit of gray in his hair.
Have you read Kingdom Come?
No.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah. Kingdom Come. But, like, I think it's because they're in this weird dark multiverse, and maybe they're aging faster because
it's supposed to be that they were there for so many years in their time versus what we're seeing in Earth Zero, like how the time zones are, or how the time is going. Like, you know, like 1 minute here is 10 years over there. Like in that movie Interstellar, I've never seen.
Oh, yeah.
That idea.
No, that is the idea.
That's how I took it, because it's supposed to feel like he's in a, you know, living out these nightmares over and over again. I mean, think of it this way. Maybe he went to some planet, he got shot with something, he woke up and he started learning how to play the flute. He kept telling these people he was a captain of a ship and they told him he wasn't, and he lived his whole life there, and then he just woke up and only seconds had passed, but he still played the flute, you know.
Holy shit, Mike, that is a deep cut. What the fuck are you talking about?
Somebody knows. Ken might know. But yes, it's a real deep cut. Star Trek Next Generation.
Okay.
So, can just stop talking to me now.
No, I'm still trying to puzzle out the whole thing with Morpheus. I think, or it's not Dream, Morpheus. Rather. Dream.
It's Daniel, which confused the fuck out of me when they called him Daniel. I'm like, his name's not Daniel, it's Morpheus. What? Where's my Morpheus?
You've already met Daniel. That's all I'll say.
Right now, people can't see, but my brain just started trying to click the gears to get like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, Mike. What's he talking about, Mike? A bunch of different mics in a little, or throwing out filing cabinets trying to figure out what you're talking about in my brain. But
one of the mics is wearing a Lex Luthor suit. The other one's wearing the Batman Dark Knight Returns outfit.
They're not getting anywhere.
Basically, Daniel just tells him that, you know, hey, you gotta have hope. And as long as you got hope, it's nothing is lost.
Maybe it wouldn't have worked out. This is Morpheus. He'd been like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Yeah, old Morpheus would have fucked him up.
But. Yeah, more Morpheus would been like, not my problem.
Don't give a shit.
Death is busy. You go ask her.
So, Green Lantern and Mr. Terrific have been captured. Aquaman and Deathstroke are not having a good time. Wonder Woman and Dr. Fate are looking for Hawkman's mace.
Yeah.
And this is where Dr. Fate, you know, Dr. Fate, all-powerful person, is like, oh, wait, trap. And this is where Kendra has the astral brain of the anti-monitor, and she's going to huck it at the rock.
She's about to.
And then she turns into Lady Blackhawk.
I didn't get this, why she becomes all evil. Where does the brain go? Did she throw the brain?
Just looks like it just fell down on the ground. I'm going to say that this is the dark multiverse infecting her. Sure.
Okay, and then this Black Adam that shows up, is this the one from their regular world?
Yep.
Because he kills Dr. Fate.
Well,
but I also thought Black Adam was kind of a Dr. Fate, like an anti-hero.
Yeah, but he and Vandal Savage decided to make a deal with Barbatos.
Oh, okay.
So
did he make a deal saying that he would do more movies if they brought back Superman? Was that the deal that he made with Arbatos? And then they canceled that deal?
Fuck you, Mike. You beat me to it. God damn it.
Making funny about The Rock.
The deal has been altered. Pray I don't alter it any further.
At least we can all agree that Lady Blackhawk outfit is sick.
Yeah, that Lady Blackhawk outfit is basically just Darkhawk from the Marvel Universe. And that is a fucking deep cut. Hey, all the 90s babies out there know about Darkhawk. I have his
first appearance on the wall above me.
Hell yes.
So, not that deep of a cut. I like him.
It's deep enough.
It probably is a deep cut. He's not exactly a famous character. He's a really good card in Marvel Snap, by the way. Really good card. He's a 4-0. Gets +2 for every card in their deck.
Oh, that's dope.
That's a really good card. He was the meta for a while. And then the only one person left standing is Wonder Woman, old Clark and old Bruce Wayne, fine Carter Hall, which is a giant Hawkman dragon, I guess, in the Forge.
Yeah, he's pretty much the keeper of the Dark Forge. He's a monster at this point.
That's fair.
So, like, three things. One, that totally is a Darkhawk knockoff. That's fucking hilarious. Two, yeah, I totally remember Darkhawk. That's fucking cool. And three, I hate how when I looked it up, it has a bunch of his pictures, and right next to it is a YouTube video that says, this is the new meta with a picture of Darkhawk for Marvel Snap.
You're disgusting.
It's not anymore, by the way. So, but yeah, it was for a while. I love Marvel Snap. Did I ever tell you that, Joe?
Yes, I know. Every other month, whenever.
Okay. Good. I just want you to know. Great game out there, listeners. If you don't know, you should play Marvel Snap. All right, and that brings us to issue 5.
We're getting there, guys. I swear. We're almost done.
It's going faster than I thought it would, to be honest.
Only because I'm not dwelling on the insanity as much as I thought I might.
No, we're not going with panel for panel as we do sometimes.
Smash cut back to Gotham City. Barbatos is, I don't know, doing a stripper dance on the anti-monitor's antenna.
He has pet Joker dragons that are never explained. I thought this goddamn comic was supposed to explain that.
No, they're never, even in, as a guy, okay, so I found out I missed one of the one-shots. There's one one-shot I didn't read as part of the whole, of this whole series, but yeah, I read everything else, but no, I doubt they're ever explained. Yeah, they're just there. They're just from the Darkverse. Who knows why.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's because they're a projection of fears, because Joker is Batman's most feared enemy, and this is a literal physical manifestation of all of his fears and nightmares, which is what the Dark Multiverse is, I guess. It's basically the Marvel zombie world.
Wow.
Where everything sucks.
Okay. Never read those books either, by the way.
Oh, they fucking suck. I don't mean they're bad, they fucking suck, but they're fucking like... Afterwards, you have to go watch videos about puppies and kittens because they will make you feel bad.
They're dark.
Yeah. That's why I never read them, I think, partly. I'm good. I'll wait until there's Marvel Snap cards for zombies when they run out of stuff to do in Marvel Snap. They got to start making zombies of old other cards.
Then I'll make a Patreon poll and put that on the list.
What? Read Marvel Zombies?
Yeah.
Nah. Well, the What If is making a whole TV series of it. It's fine.
Oh, okay. So,
episode What If.
You got Barbatos about to wail.
Just sounds stupid, but yes.
Like doing some anti music, which I don't know. Is that just Aphex Twin?
running around the Forge, I thought of Yuken. When they run into Croc, Penguin, and Two Face, and they're like, the bad news is Harvey here sawed your kids in half. The good news, you have twice as many now.
Yeah.
I just thought of you.
That's my boy.
Because you like your Two-Face, and here he is being just fucking weird, even though it's not real Two-Face. I was also surprised that in this, one thing that has to be really noted is that, like, Clark is just giving up, which is not like Clark.
Right. This is exactly what Dream said. You gotta have faith. You gotta be hopeful. And Clark already forgot that. And he's like, oh, man, everything sucks, gosh darn it. In that Kansas type of way, he does.
It's not Superman.
Well, like, this is different, though. This is something worse than he's ever faced before. Like, his buddy's gone. His wife is a doomsday. Like,
it's why he's a doomsday.
He's not having a
he's not
time.
Wrong. His wife did get turned into a doomsday.
All of his friends are failing. Like, everything they've tried to do, they are not doing.
Hi, honey. How was your day? Bruh, bruh. Oh, cowhead again.
Yeah, that was one of my issues, is how much they're failing and losing in this comic, that they're never really, like, they're just, constantly getting their ass beat, like, it was a little too much for me.
Well,
up until the last issue.
Like, I get it, though. Like, this is the dark... Okay, I'm going to say dark universe, but nobody think about the Mummy.
Like, this... You mean the Mummy, the Wolfman, the... What other movies were coming out with that dark universe that we're still waiting on?
Yeah. Jekyll and Hyde one, I think. I think there was going to be an... Black Lagoon. Look, anyway, everybody go watch 2017's The Mummy starring Tom Cruise. It's much better than you think it is.
That's pretty okay.
It's pretty damn fun, honestly. But, like, this is the worst thing. This is what you think of, like, oh, what's the worst thing that could happen to me? And that's all the Dark Multiverse is. It's the worst thing. And then in your world, when you're in that worst thing, thinking of the worst thing that's worse than that, that's happening too. Like, you're just getting shit piled on you. Like, this is a very demoralizing thing for everybody. It's not just that Superman's being a wuss. He's being psychologically beaten down.
Yeah, I mean, even me, like, I didn't really want to keep... I only read an issue at a time. Because I just didn't... I was just tough for all the main stuff. It was hard to read a lot of it.
I just went straight through, ripped the Band-Aid off. Best way to deal with psychological trauma. Don't at me. I don't know anything about therapy. But because I forgot what happened, and apparently the comic books did too. Oh, look, here's Aquaman and Deathstroke again, because I forgot that they went down that portal.
They went to a chum hole.
Yeah.
That's what he says too.
And they're at the planet's core, because that's something the Atlanteans are well known for. Drilling to the center of the Earth.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
I thought the Mole Men were in Marvel.
They are.
Whatever.
And then Black Manta shows up for some reason.
Because
he made a deal with Barbato, so now he's there. And then, I think, is that where their thing ends?
I skipped it a lot.
No, I know, but I mean, just for their part of the story. Like, is that, yeah, that's the end for Aquaman's part. He sees Black Manta, he gets stabbed, I think Deathstroke gets stabbed, and then, yeah, it ends for this issue for them. But to go back to some of the other stuff, with Wonder Woman, she finds the mace, which I do like this, that she ends up finding the mace, and she ends up smacking Black Adam right in the face. I did like that.
Yeah, she fucks him up.
And then she gets shot, which gets shot in the head by the Batman Who Laughs.
Yep.
Which is also weird. It's just weird to have guns sometimes in this universe. I'm like, I get it. It was just weird to me for some reason.
You missed the best part, though, Mike. When the green idiot is trying to make a lockpick and it's not working, and Mr. Terrific's like, yeah, remember when Starro turned you into a moron? That happened right now? Oh, man, if only we had some help. And then somebody on the outside of the cage is like, I can help you. I'm Martian Manhunter. Okay, Deus Ex Machina.
I like that they had Martian Manhunter. I do like the joke that I'm going to kick that starface, you know, that starfish's ass. And they're like, he has one. And then later on, there's a part where they're like, he had five.
Yeah.
That's my favorite that part. Was fun. Like, seeing them, like, this is one of the few times, like you start thinking the heroes are going to win. And then here, like, they are beating back. Like, they're beating the Thanagars back. And they're taking, and then they end up getting faced with all the different, a bunch of evil Batman again. And they end up in the same boat.
Yep.
You know, they're just constantly in trouble, and it just, I don't know, normally, like, I read a lot of comics for this podcast, like, I read a lot of comics in general, it just was getting to me a little bit too much in this, where it's not so bad in the main series, but if you read all the side stuff, it's just ass beat after ass beat after ass beat. It gets a little annoying. It's a little too much.
Yeah.
The two tie-in, there's also Bat Out of Hell tie-in, which we didn't read about, or we didn't talk about yet, which I'll go over briefly. It's four issues. It's essentially where each of the Justice League kind of goes back to their home turf for a bit and gets their ass beat and ends up coming back, is all of it. Like, they don't, it was just too much ass beating of characters I like, and it made me feel down and just didn't like it. There's my two cents.
And basically, like, everybody's being confronted by the Dark Multiverse Batman, I'm sorry. And Wonder Woman, even though she got shot, still alive.
Yeah. It's Wonder Woman. I do like Wonder Woman in this. I like that she ends up getting Kendra to snap out of it and come back to her senses and help her fight against the evil.
Yeah, and it's great how it happens, because she, like, wraps the lasso around her hand like she's wrapping her fists in a boxing match, and then just beats the hell out of Kendra with the truth lasso.
And that does it.
Yeah.
But hey, there's another Two-Face down there, a two-headed Two-Face, and you can see in a panel.
Yeah.
I always
but then you got Two-Face. The Dark Wonder Women.
I like that.
Oh, this is so dumb.
And there's Jagmawire, Wonder Woman, or Panther.
It's supposed to be like the Justice League version of the evil or something, I guess. Even though there's villains, obviously villains down there like Bane. So I don't fucking know what's going on here.
And this entire time, Batman and Superman are sinking into the liquid hot magma because they've given up hope. And then Wonder Woman gets them to yell.
A war cry.
A war cry. And this is where we end issue 5.
There also is a one shot that I did read. I don't remember it very well, called Hawkman Found, that talks about everything Hawkman was doing up until the point when he ends up as a giant monster in the forge. I don't remember it. I read it once and it went out of my brain. I'm not curious to read it again to find out, but there is that too in here, just to tell you guys. And then between 5 and 6 is The Dark Knight's Rising, The Wild Hunt, which I did not read and skim through, and I have no fucking idea what the hell is going on. So
I like the other Wild Hunt better. I haven't read the Batman version, but Witcher Wild Hunt was much better than that, I'm sure.
I'm sure too. I thought I read everything. I really did. And then I found this. I'm like, how did I miss this? I had a checklist. I literally had a picture of a checklist on my phone and was reading stuff. So also, which we haven't talked about, but Cyborg got his ass handed to him. He was up on the tower. It's in one of the one shots. We haven't even gotten to Cyborg all in this. And he got taken over pretty quickly by the Batman murder machine.
Murder machine.
So that's why we haven't seen him at all during this. That's where he is. And this brings us to issue 6, which that is a cool cover with the Justice League, well, the Trinity on a Joker dragon.
With armor, and they're all kitted out with swords and torches. And
yeah, they got D&D upgrades, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this part.
So then we start with Hellraiser Batman, complete with the chains and hooks. It's great.
And they haven't said what he's doing to who at the moment.
Nope.
He's also in his one shot, The Batman Who Laughs, is talking to some guy in bandages that you don't know. You don't find out who he is, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
So there's that too. It's in the one shot, and it's in the one shot I didn't read, Dark Knight Rising, or Dark Knight, where the fuck it was. I don't even know.
Is that who he's telling his story to? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know who it is. And maybe it's in here. I don't know, but I can't find out.
So you got Aquaman and everybody, Deathstroke, Green Lantern's done being an idiot. He just got fucked up. Mr. Terrific is not so terrific. Mwahaha. Plastic Man is an egg.
And the only ones doing anything is Wonder Woman and Kendra are just ripping people in half.
Yeah, they're fucking shit up.
They're fighting all the dark versions of characters, and they're killing people.
I love the idea of Wonder Woman using the lasso with the fucking mace and just swinging it around.
And she's
a badass.
Slamming the mace on her bracelets to try to make noise to get through to the League.
I mean, she does. She wakes them up, and then they start fighting, but I don't think they... Oh, this is when Plastic Man finally comes out of his egg, too.
Yeah.
After like one scene.
Mr. Terrific is like, form a dinosaur, bulldozer, shark, anything. And Plastic Man's like, how about all of the above? Hey, thanks, asshole. You could have done that at any time.
You see a bloody thing killing people.
And then you're just like, you're waiting for the Roger Rabbit, you know, not at any time, only when it was funny. And that's what bugs me about Plastic Man. He's just too cartoony.
Yeah, he is. And then trying to think I'm reading the comic as we're talking, but I can't really understand what's happening. I guess Wonder Woman goes to the center of the forge where Hawkman is, and he gets shot by lightning or something from Barbatos.
Well, Kendra goes down there and is like, you know, hey, I'm Kendra, you know me. And then Barbatos is like, fuck off, he's mine. And then then the most ridiculous thing happens.
I thought of you immediately. This is where Cyborg first shows up. We haven't seen him. I didn't realize this, but I don't think we haven't seen him since the first issue because he's been beat up this whole time. He comes in like some kind of weird ship, and then they bring other Batman from different universes. They bring the Batman from Red Sun.
Yep.
Vampire Batman. I don't know who the hell that is.
It's Morbin time, guys.
Batman from Dark Knight Rises, and I don't know who the one on the right is. I think it's from the Cthulhu Batman.
Yes.
Dark Knight Returns.
Dark, yeah.
Dark Knight Rises is the one with Bane.
That's not Bane. That's just Steve.
It's Bane.
The guy just, I just call myself Bane, but I didn't do anything. I don't have reed tubes in my arm. I'm not Ashley Bane. I'm just Tom Hardy. That's not Bane.
I was just so happy to see Red Son Batman show up.
I thought of you immediately when I saw that image.
That Batman is just, he's serving.
That's Comrade Batman.
Oh my God, it's Red Son Batman immediately blows himself up.
Yeah.
We gotta watch that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still on HBO Max, I wonder? Or did Zaslav already kick that off too, so you'd have to pay anybody? Huh, I wonder.
So, all the Batman and Uncle Bobo coming back for the win.
I thought he was dead.
That's what you thought. Nobody gets a good monkey down. But they're all taking on Barbatos, and they're distracting him. And Barbatos, by the way, looks exactly like Sleepwalker from the Marvel Universe. Just throwing that out there.
Red Son is still on HBO Max.
Yep. Good. I'm surprised, to be honest with you.
But now Wonder Woman, Superman, and Batman come back, and they have shiny metal armor.
They got D&D upgraded.
It's the good metal.
The 10th metal.
Yeah. Because there were 8, and then there was a 9th one, and now it's the 10th metal.
Pretty this cool. This is when he starts to ride the Joker dragon, and he throws little, like, batarangs of the metal onto the different Justice League, and then they get new metal, and then they finally beat their counterparts that they've been fighting all this time and stuff.
Yep. So, yeah. No, it doesn't make any damn sense.
Oh, and these couple panels, you see the Teen Titans. This is where they've been the whole time. They've been part of the battery. You see Harley Quinn here too. Like, these are all people who were in one of the little miniseries where bad things happened to them. That you don't need to read because, spoiler alert, this is what happened to them. They lost. So, yeah, don't read it.
But then Barbatos gets shunted by the fucking hammer of Hawk Monster. Oh, great. Just gets macked. And then we come back to my boy, the Batman Who Laughs.
Mike, who is that?
Who is who? Batman Who Laughs?
No, the guy he's unwrapping.
Oh, that is... I don't even know, and I read this.
Vandal Savage.
That's not Vandal Savage, though.
It's not?
That's the Over-Monitor.
Then whose brain do they have?
That was the Anti-Monitor whose brain they have.
Come on, Joe. There's the Monitor. There's the Anti-Monitor, and there's the Over-Monitor.
There's too many monitors.
I legit thought that was Vandal Savage this whole fucking time. God damn it.
No, you're fine.
Kind of looks like him, though.
It does look like him, yes.
No, that is Mar-Novu. And he goes back to 82.
1982?
Yep.
God. Oh, is he the infinite? Is he in the Crisis on Infinite Earth then?
Yeah, actually. He is one of the main characters of Crisis on Infinite Earth.
I should really read that someday. I have a couple of the issues, though, but I never read it.
But Batman Who Laughs is doing his own plan all the time. And of course he is. But now it's time for the games to stop. Batman's come to take himself down.
And just when you think the Batman Who Laughs couldn't get any cooler, it's revealed that he carries around the gun that killed his parents.
Which is baller, honestly. Yeah. Embrace that. And then Batman Who Laughs gets shot by...
This was good.
The Joker.
So the Joker finally shows up, who technically isn't even in any of the Dark Knight Metal miniseries. He's in the one-shots beforehand.
Yep.
So it's kind of cool seeing Joker versus Batman Who Laughs, because that essentially is the Joker.
You got Batman and the Joker fighting Batman Joker. Yep, makes sense.
Yeah, it's a team-up you would not have expected.
But it's fun.
The Joker has, like, what is it, butcher knives of batarangs, which is fucking awesome and shit, too.
And Batman's got Wolverine claws, because why not?
They, like, burn and cut his fucking hands and fingies off.
Yeah, they fuck him up pretty good. And this is when you finally see the Justice League winning for the first time. You see, you know, when it cuts back to everybody, you see Superman takes out the Doomsday version, Aquaman kills the Batman, Aquawoman version. Like, you get to finally see they're finally winning for a change. Well, Joker does. Batman doesn't kill him. Batman leaves him, and Joker just keeps killing and fighting him.
Oh, yeah.
He just takes the Over-Monitor, runs out the hole, and then they all hold hands and kumbaya.
And Joker cuts his fingers off. That was pretty cool.
That is a cool scene. And then I guess they all start meditating together to and link with everyone else, because we didn't really talk about this, but throughout the essentially they won and they were lowering the Earth Zero into the dark multiverse, and now they're raising it back out.
Yep. It's the battle cry. It's time for them to link up like Voltron again, but with their brains, with their hopes.
So why did Violent Night just pop in my head? I still believe in Santa. That's what came in my head just now.
I still haven't seen that yet. Give me a minute.
You should watch that movie. But it's not, on Max.
It's not Christmas time, though.
Doesn't matter.
You should still watch it. I would say it's still snowy outside, but it's 40 degrees where I'm at. We're recording this in the end of January in 2024, and it should not be 40 degrees in Minnesota. So, I mean, I'm enjoying it, but it should not be.
Good thing climate change is a hoax.
Yeah, it's not real, of course. I mean, come on now. That's why my Facebook memories, I have snow this time of the year, and now I don't have any. I moved states. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how people can believe that. Well, shit, and I know a guy who does, who was a science teacher. That's the best part of it. But that's neither here nor there. And then I guess I didn't realize this until I watched a YouTube video that kind of talked about it. But apparently whatever they did when they bring the world back up, there's something to the source wall and somebody else is coming through now. That's what that hand is that you see. Something to do with that's another story arc later.
Oh, God damn it.
It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know. But I know I didn't even know it was another story arc until I was reading. I was watching YouTube videos and they comment about it. Like, yeah, there's a story arc coming with that.
But don't forget, at the end of the day, we're all a little metal.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the epilogue.
Where everybody is safe and they're all eating brunch at Batman's.
And they're partying out and they're talking about events that'll probably happen and not happen.
And Barbatos gets Loki'd at the bottom of the dark universe.
Shut up.
I mean, like, actual mythology Loki.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and all these different, like, these different panels that you see are actually other future story arcs that are coming. Like the Flash War or something. These are all different story arcs that were coming. Mm-hmm. That's what's in the epilogue. I mean, it means nothing to me because I really don't read a whole lot of DC comics. I go through my phases where I read stuff, mainly for this podcast. But yeah, that's what's happening here. Is they're all different story arcs that were coming.
Also, throughout
or probably have came by now.
Throughout this episode, we make a joke about it, or we talk about it, and we make the name. But as a fact, even though we call them the Justice League, as of the ending of this comic, the Justice League does not exist until the ending.
Yeah, because the last panel is, he shows them, we're going to build the Hall of Justice.
Oh, man, having them team up and, like, finally make the Justice League is kind of a bad idea. It's almost as if, you know, a famed game studio thought that would be a good idea for a follow-up for one of the games that they're making right now.
See, the best part is this comes out probably in March, or I have it written out. I think it's March when I release this.
So you're all probably thoroughly underwhelmed by the game still.
And that's Dark Knight Metal.
Hooray.
And there is a sequel.
A fucking course there is.
Well, there's a Dark Knight. God, what is it? Death Metal is a sequel to Dark Knight Metal.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't know anything about. And I don't really want to right now. So.
Not right now.
No, I'm good.
Well, I mean, okay. So, like, looking at some of the trades, you got Dark Knight's Death Metal, the Darkest Knight, Dark Knight Death Metal, the Multiverse Who Laughs. Gee, I wonder who the bad guy is.
I mean, that character became such a big deal.
Yeah,
like, people love the Batman Who Laughs. Like, there's a Funko Pop of him too. Like, there are no other ones, just him of this group. I don't have it though, unfortunately, because I didn't give a shit because I hadn't read this comic yet. Technically, I still don't really give a shit, but it does look cool.
Looking at this, Death Metal is a ton of different books, and I don't think I have it in me.
Says the guy that wants us to read 12 issues of Doomsday Clock.
Hey, you know what? This isn't 12 issues, my dude.
Well, I would only read the 7 issues of the main series. Like, for this, yes, we did read. I mean, both of us read majority of the stuff, but we didn't talk about it that much.
Yeah, like,
you don't need to. I mean, to be honest, after reading everything that wasn't there except for that one shot, almost all of it was irrelevant in the end. If you just read the main 6 books, and then you don't even really need the Forge and the Casting. You really could have just skipped those two and you'd be fine.
Yeah, well, that didn't stop me from paying for it like a chump.
Yeah, I didn't pay for it, so, yeah.
But, yeah, Dark Knight's Death Metal is basically just another 7 issues with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different stories that are outside of the 7 issues. There are 6 tie-ins. Like, okay, all right. This is my problem with modern event comics like this. And let me say, first off, to all the people that have Marvel MCU fatigue right now, I understand you. Your feelings are valid. I get it. I don't want to do a shit ton of homework while I'm trying to enjoy things either. But, like, that's what I had to do with this. Looking at Death Metal right now, if I want Death Metal, I'm going to have to read, like, 20-some issues just to understand what's going on. And guess what?
I have many other comics I want to cover for this podcast before we get anywhere near Death Metal. So, I'm good. I have a lot of other things I'd rather take our time up with. So, yeah, I'm good. All right, any last things that you want to, either of you want to say, Joe?
Oh, no, I'm thinking pretty good.
All right, let's go to Shelf Stacker Box. Ken, why don't you go first?
Honestly, I'm going to put this on the stack. I'm not going to throw it in the box because I will read this again. I don't know why I'm going to read it again, but there were some really interesting things in here, and I love the Batman Who Laughs.
I can believe that.
Like, that's my dude. It's my homeboy.
Kind of funny because you really don't like Joker.
I don't, but I'm down with a Batman who dresses like, you know, Pinhead from Hellraiser. Like, I can dig it.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's a solid stack on my behalf.
Okay. All right, I'll go next. I think I'll put this in the stack. I enjoyed it, but I didn't hate it, but it'll probably be a while before I ever revisit it, if ever. But still fun. I'm glad I finally read it. I'm glad I didn't, other than to being really super fucking depressing, I did enjoy it. So, yeah. What about you, Joe?
I'm also going to put this on the stack, mainly because I can't put it on the shelf because I can't decide if I actually like it or not. Because just like Ken said, I should probably do a bunch of my homework. Now, do I mind doing the homework? Probably not. Some of that's actually some of the fun of this stuff is going into backstories and looking some of the stuff up and some stuff like that, which honestly, I'll probably give it to this because if it was anything else, I'd probably be like, no. But I am a huge Batman fan, so maybe, you know, I'll go into it and maybe I'll actually sit down and read those damn one-shots of all the fucked up alternate Justice League Batmans.
I think you will like them.
Oh, no, I will.
I mean, I'm not saying you should buy them, but they're probably on the DC app or there's other ways to read them. Like, I mean, they weren't bad. Like, they're just depressing, but it does give you good backstory to understand, like, how these characters came to be. But everything is so fucking depressing. So, yeah. Sorry, I think that's everything. So we finally did it, guys. I if you listen to every single episode of this podcast, we probably mentioned it. We were going to do Dark Knight Metal next, like many, many moons ago, but we finally got around to it. So,
hey. Good for us.
Yeah.
Another thing off the list. And another one down. But Mike just keep putting more stuff on the list. So there we go. All right. And if you enjoyed this episode, there's over 550 other episodes of this podcast. Everything we do is on Podbean. Go on our Podbean. Type in Batman. Type in Justice League. Some stuff will come up. Type in Star Wars. Type in Reanimator. You will find an episode. So we have tons of content that we do. Also, Hellraiser. We did the first Hellraiser movie. Go listen to that. Because if you heard, want to hear Ken gush about a guy covered in chains and hooks, there you go. So go check out that episode. And I want to give a shout out to my awesome intro and outro courtesy of Helena at Hellhaster. You can follow her on TikTok, Twitch, Instagram. You will see a link in the link tree to all her stuff in the show notes. Link to the link tree in the show notes. I am tired. So go check all that out. I want to give a shout out to A Gamer Looks at 40 with Bill Tucker. He's on the show many times. I think go check out his show. And check out No Man's Fantasy, our podcast that I work with. I support the show. We do a Patreon. A little dog vote in our Patreon poll. We have polls every month. So you support the show and you get to affect the show. And please join our Discord. You see a link in the show notes to our Discord. So join that and chat with us. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky, TikTok, YouTube, audio only. We are all those things. I think that's everything I need to say. So we will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
So long.